Hey, real quick, if you've been enjoying Culture Builders, these short, quick hitting podcasts, giving you tools to build your culture, giving you tools to, and strategies to grow as a coach, I'd really appreciate your support this year by going to thriveonchallenge.com and pre-ordering my book, Calling Up, or at least going there and subscribing to the weekly newsletter and checking out the free sample chapter, especially if you enjoy episodes like this one today. The book is not just packed full of these strategies, but it shows a wide variety of ways to implement these strategies. So thank you so much in advance for your support of this podcast and of my book. Hey, it's JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 126, six simple activities to push through those challenging days in coaching. So a few years back, I was enduring one of the most losing seasons of my coaching career. But fortunately for me, I discovered the power of journaling during those dark times. Now, while I was not constant in my journaling during the season, it wasn't like an everyday thing, I was consistent, right? I used it consistently in the times that I was struggling. I turned to journaling when I would have those nights where I'd be ruminating those negative thoughts. You know, the negative thoughts that constantly are creeping into our head as coaches, those thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm wasting my time, I'm so unappreciated here. My team would be better off without me. I cost us the game tonight. My players hate me. I'm going to get fired. Everyone's talking about how bad of a coach I am. All those thoughts, those are natural. Other coaches out there are experiencing the same thoughts, right? Every one of us is going to have some of these thoughts creep in over the course of the season. The problem for us is when we ruminate these negative thoughts, like a cow chewing the cud, we mull it over and over. And this leads to a lack of sleep. It leads to anxiety and even leads to some serious depression in coaching. So while journaling may not be a daily habit for you, that's okay. I'd encourage you to journal in these moments. Now you could just sit down and write out all your thoughts and that, you know, just kind of let it all out on the page. Now that's scientifically been proven to be helpful. But some other really simple journaling activities in these moments, on those sleepless nights, are pretty simple, right? A little bit more structure. The first is to write out every little thing that has gone well in the last few days, like 10, 15, 20, 25 things. Just write out everything that's gone well. Another one is write out 5 things that you're grateful for in your current circumstances, or go 10, or go 15. Number 3 is write out all the things that you've done well in the last few days. Number 4, write out all the lessons that you can take from the experience that you're going through right now, all the things you can learn from. Number 5, write out just 2 to 3 commitments. These are actions you're going to take in the next 24 hours to learn and grow through this experience. Number 6, if a particular person is really challenging in your life, write out their name. And then just list out all the positive and admirable qualities of the person. Now, remember, these don't need to be done every day. Just pick one during a really challenging moment in an effort to stop ruminating, all right, and start focusing on the positives. Also, do these during the really positive days to amplify the positives in your life. Scientific research has shown that these are also, all the 6 of those are very effective. All right. Now, in 2019, I'm going to actually be doing less repetitive daily journaling. I used to always do the same thing every day, but I recently read Barbara Fredrickson's book, Positivity, and she shares how research shows doing the same journaling activities every day actually make it monotonous and it loses its effect. So because of the research, I'm adding more variability to my journaling habits, so I encourage you to join me in journaling this year and varying it up. I know from personal experience, it is a very, very, very effective tool and habit. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening in. Have a good one.